everybody. Thanks for joining me on Code Chat. I'm Code Foster, and I'm standing next to Daniel Lang with Toradex. And Daniel's going to talk to you about their hardware product. This is not software. I talk a lot about software on Code Chat, but Daniel's going to talk about hardware. What do you have?
We have ARM-based system on modules, which now run Windows 10 IoT Core. So if you want to use Windows IoT Core on an ARM device, but maybe not on a Raspberry Pi or on a Dragon Board, you want to have something you can directly deploy, you can check out this Toradex module.
So this is kind of cool. This is like another device. I mean, you hear Microsoft talking a lot about Raspberry Pi and Dragon Board and Minnowboard Max, but Toradex, what's the name of the board itself?
It's called Colibri. Like the small bird,
okay.
Like a hummingbird in another language.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, and we have a whole range of these modules, and they will have the same pinout, so you can actually exchange them.
Okay.
But for Windows 10 IoT Core, we at the moment only have it on one, with NVIDIA Tegra 3. So it's a quad core with graphic acceleration, so you can have fluid animations even on Windows 10.
Okay, now I took a look at it, and it reminds me of the Intel Edison, in that it's a little... it's a small thing that's plugged into, is this a dev board?
No, so one thing is the module.
Okay.
This one is really what you would use, so similar to an Edison, so it's a module, then you have a carrier board.
Okay.
And if you plug it together, you have something very similar to a Raspberry Pi. So you have your I/O connector, you have your SPI, I2C, everything. And if you would go to volume, you normally would redesign that board and fit the connector like you want, maybe your sensor, so you want to integrate them directly. You do that all on this board.
Okay.
And these boards, all the ones we provide, they're all open source. So you can download all the design and then modify it.
So does the carrier board give me extra functionality, or is it just a convenience because it gives you the pinouts?
Exactly. It basically gives you the pinout. Normal, all the function is here, but of course you are free to add additional functionality.
Okay.
So if, for example, if you have like motors, you maybe need like motor controllers extra, or drivers, or maybe you have Wi-Fi, it's not on here, or a 3G connectivity or something like that. That's something you could put on your carrier board.
Is there Wi-Fi on the carrier board?
On this one, not so, but you can add it, for example, with a USB dongle, the one which worked for the Raspberry Pi work also.
Right. Yeah. Does the carrier board do my leveling up and down with different voltages, like 5-volt logic?
Or? Yeah, you would do that on the carrier board. So the module is all 3.3.
Okay.
So it's all 3.3 volt. But if you have 5-volt, you would have drivers on here, buffers, which do that for you. Yes.
Okay. Now, are you guys seeing a lot of uptake? Are people trying this out?
Yeah, we launched a starter kit for $99. And we saw that got quite picked up. A lot of people from like really industrial automation and stuff like that, they try now out. And we market as technical preview. So it's really, you can get started to do your proof of concept. But we already have a lot of customers really have planned to go into volume. And we're now looking on that, what kind of feature they need and how we can bring them into
volume. Are people actually putting this into products and shipping their products, their hardware products?
Not today. So the hardware itself is already used in a lot of hardware. So a lot of medical devices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they normally use Windows C or Linux at the moment.
Yeah, right.
And now they look at Windows 10 IoT Core. But at the moment, today, everybody's on proof of concept, like small volume, but we expect to go there later. But we have to polish it up and make sure it's...
Well, it's exciting to see the kind of the family of devices, supported devices broadening out. And
exactly. I think we are one of the first devices which are broadening out. So you get a little bit more selection and better adoption. It's also more interesting for developers if you have more, like for software developers, if you have more than just two targets, right, in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fun. So how do developers start with this? Like, where can they find the kit? What, do they need to find some SDKs or anything like that?
Yeah, so we only sell via web. So we have a website, www.toradex.com.
Okay.
There you can buy this kit. You can find other modules. And then we have a really big developer website, developer.toradex.com. So this get updated daily. Is how do I get started?
Okay.
The SDKs are there.
Wonderful.
The how-tos for the Windows 10 IoT Core. You see all the limitation because it's on you. It's there, and then you also have a community website, which is a forum, so if you have technical questions, you can write, you can back to you, or you can also call us in Seattle or whatever.
Yeah. So your company's based up there in Seattle, huh?
Yeah. So in the US, we are based in Seattle, close to Microsoft.
Yeah, close
but
to me.
Yeah. But we have the headquarters in Switzerland. My funny accent is from Switzerland. But we also have offices in China, in India, in Japan, and in Brazil. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Are you having fun at Build?
Yeah. It's my first time, and it's very exciting. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're here. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of Build, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up now. If there's nothing else you want to share with developers.
No, I think that's fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, go out and get your Toradex kit and have some fun with that. Go to developer.toradex.com. I'll put all the links down below.
Okay, great.
So thanks for joining me on Code Chat. See you next time.